Tom C. McKnight Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Kimberly, K-I-M-B-E-R-L-E-E, Weidel, W-I-E-D-E-L. Address is 25, that's 250 Williams Avenue, Red Bluff, California, 96080. Phone 530-366-0881. ID is XXX XXX 0887. Date of birth is 5/31/1984. 41-year-old married teacher. Driver's license number is 0-288-1180. Is addressed to 2 Laura Laura Carr Carr PA. Oh, I'm sorry, her insurance is Blue Cross Blue Shield, California. Laura Carr's information is, oh, her pharmacy is CVS, South Main Street in Red Bluff, 530-529-5530, fax 530-529-5571. Okay, thank you.
She has decided she wants to go on with him.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what you call a cow with no legs?
No.
Ground bait.
No. Her email address is small kimand5peeps@gmail.com. Okay, here's a problem.
What?
You didn't give her full paperwork, so she didn't write down her doctor's names, addresses, phone numbers.
I'll put that in for you.
Mm-hmm.
I put the name of her doctor.
The clinical indication, well, I know that, but there's no referral with the doctor's name on it and the doctor's address or any information along. You understand what a pain?
Yes, I understand. What's the physician's name? Laura something.
Carr, C-A-R-R.
Is the first name, Laura?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
So leave the information under Laura Carr, P-A blank. It'll be typed in later. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation for persistent chronic daily cephalgia. Dear Laura Carr and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Kimberly Wydell, that's K-I-M-B-E-R, middle name L-E-E, and Wydell, W-I-E-D-E-L, for neurological evaluation with her history of persistent headaches on a daily basis. New paragraph. She was seen for examination in my office, providing a history of the recent development of symptoms of episodic panic attacks with minor symptoms of dysomnia. For which she was treated with buspirone, with possibly some benefit. New paragraph. She currently takes over-the-counter analgesic medication for her headache several times a day, providing the activity that may promote chronic daily cephalgia. New paragraph. She reports having migraine headaches since before she was a teenager. New paragraph. She has had, by her report, one serious fall, and prior to that, a motor vehicle accident in which she suffered a cervical fracture. Okay, Laura Carr's address information is Laura Carr, C-A-R-R-P-A-C, Dignity Health, 2450 Sister Mary Columba Drive, Red Bluff, California, 96080, 530-527-0414, 530-528-4423. New paragraph, at times she has pain that radiates from her cervical spine both caudally and anteriorly and retroorbitally, suggesting a diagnosis of cervicogenic cephalgia. New paragraph, she reports imaging of the cervical spine in the brain in the past that was unremarkable. New paragraph, she's received chiropractic treatment that initially provided some relief, but then physical therapy directed to her cervical spine precipitated migraine. New paragraph, she has not been treated with prophylactic migraine medications. New paragraph. She does take appropriate nutritional supplements, including vitamin D, she gave an additional history of having episodes of nasal sensory hallucinosis with different bad smells recurrent in the same fashion, but without clear precipitating factors. New paragraph. She denies having COVID virus infection. New paragraph. She denied a history of visual or auditory dysfunction, difficulty with taste, but a reduction in her sense of smell. New paragraph, she denied neuralgia in the extremities or the onset of motor weakness. Subparagraph, grip strength testing with the JAYMAR dynamometer showed 42 pounds on the right and 37 pounds on the left. New paragraph, she reports that at times she has developed a swaying sensation without true vertigo or falls that is episodic. New paragraph, she denied any other stereotypical symptoms. New paragraph. Her neurological examination shows that she is alert, oriented, insightful, with a sense of humor, directly focused on the clinical circumstances of her problems. Thinking logical, goal-oriented, and without unusual ideation and preserved memory, cranial nerves 2 through 12 are within normal limits. Her motor examination generates normal bulk tone and strength. Sensory examination is intact, touch, temperature, vibration, and proprioception. Cerebellar and extrapyramidal testing demonstrates preserved constructional and complex movements without evidence of any ataxia, dyspraxia, dyskinetic features. New paragraph. Ambulatory examination remains fluid and non-ataxic. New paragraph, diagnostic impression. Kimberly Wydell presents with a history of stereotypical symptoms, episodic and recurrent chronic daily cephalia. Period. New paragraph recommendations. I am giving her samples of Qulipta, 100 milligrams to take one tablet on a daily basis for abortive therapy and prophylactic therapy for her recurrent migraines. New paragraph. We are scheduling her for contrast-enhanced brain and cervical imaging to exclude degenerative disease and any other findings that might be suspicious for episodic symptoms, including multiple sclerosis with her previous history of having suffered mononucleosis. New paragraph. At this time, I don't believe that she actually needs a sleep study, since control of her dysomnia, symptomatically and purposely on her part, seems to have produced reward in improved sleep and daytime fatigue. New paragraph. We will obtain both static and dynamic ambulatory electroencephalograms to exclude temporal lobe epilepsy with her history of olfactory hallucinosis and spells. New paragraph. I will see her back with the results of these studies, anticipating that she most likely will need further therapy and treatment besides just intervention and prophylaxis for her migraine. New paragraph. Today we discussed extensively the etiology and therapy for chronic daily cephalgia, and I have encouraged her that once the Qulipta medication is controlling her headaches, that she taper over-the-counter analgesics that may be reinforcing the chronic cephalgia. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report when she returns. I respectfully with my professional signature.